So bringing this all together, Tiny Earth is an antibiotic discovery pipeline that starts with training instructors, but really focuses on students engaging in authentic research for a full semester. Students enter their data into the Tiny Earth database, and they can send any interesting isolates they find here to WID, to our Tiny Earth Chemistry Hub, which is upstairs in Professor Joe Handelsman's lab. Today, we have more than 4,300 isolates in the collection and several of interest that we're pursuing further. So I just want to thank you all for coming, thank our sponsors for Tiny Earth, and in particular, Dr. Joe Handelsman, who is the founder of Tiny Earth. All right. And with that, I get the pleasure of introducing Mark Chevrette. He is a relatively new assistant professor of plant pathology. He is a discovery fellow here at WID. He was hired as part of the Wisconsin Rise Earth Initiative and is one of those rare scientists who did both his PhD and his postdoc here at UW. The PhD was in bacteriology in the Curry Lab, and the postdoc was here at WID in the Handelsman Lab. Previously, Mark was an assistant professor at the University of Florida, and before grad school, he was head of the experimental genomics at Warp Drive Bio, now Ginkgo Bioworks, where he was one of the lead developers of the ubiquitous software called AntiSmash, which identifies and annotates genes in bacteria and fungi. According to Mark, quote, "Microbes are the best chemists in the world, and their metabolites are the language of microbial interactions." He is an incredibly interdisciplinary scientist, drawing from fields as broad as genomics, chemistry, microbiology, data science, plant pathology, and ecology, with impacts bleeding into medicine and public health, agriculture, and the environment. His lab uses both computational and experimental approaches to study the ecology and evolution of bacterial genes and how bacteria interact using compounds encoded in those genes. He has 75 peer-reviewed publications in systems ranging from natural products discovery in bacteria to drug resistance in fungi and antimicrobial potential in insect biomes, biofilms, and even Tiny Earth. I've had the pleasure of working with Mark for almost 7 years now in his role as Tiny Earth Genomics Director. And he is at heart a Renaissance man who loves to solve wicked problems. We share this. And thank goodness, because as you've already learned, antibiotic resistance is, in fact, one of those wicked problems that requires us all to draw on all of these disciplines to address it. So without further ado, Mark Chevrette.